Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. More action on the Iran nuclear accord. The UN Security Council scheduling a vote for Monday morning on a resolution endorsing the Iran nuclear deal. The United Nations vote will come as U.S. lawmakers begin their own review of the historic deal. The Obama administration on Sunday sent the nuclear agreement to Congress. A congressional 60-day review period begins Monday, with some Republicans vowing to reject it. And some Democrats are also questioning its validity. U.S. Defense Chief Ash Carter is headed to Israel to assess its security needs in the aftermath of last week's historic international nuclear deal with Iran. The Secretary of Defense is set to meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who has called the accord to keep Iran from developing a nuclear weapon a historic mistake and calling for its rejection in the U.S. Congress. The prime minister spoke Sunday in the U.S. television program ABC This Week.
Look, I think it's very important for me as the prime minister of the one and only Jewish state to make our case against a deal that we believe endangers our security, our survival even, and the security of the Middle East and the world.
Secretary Carter said in advance of the trip he has no intention of trying to reverse Mr. Netanyahu's opposition to the pact, but hopes to strengthen U.S.-Israeli military cooperation. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari is on a four-day visit to Washington, where he'll be holding talks with President Barack Obama. The threat posed by Islamist extremist group Boko Haram is expected to top the agenda when Mr. Obama welcomes the Nigerian leader to the White House on Monday. The United States is seeking to expand assistance to Nigeria in fighting the militants, who've intensified their attacks since Mr. Buhari took office in May. This is VOA News.